In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, war is at hand. Russian armies of thousands upon thousands are gathering, even as we speak. The cities of Ukraine are under siege. In basements and bunkers across the country, ordinary people are making Molotov cocktails and arming themselves to defend their homes. Businessmen are building barricades. Teachers are standing up to tanks. And everywhere, men and women are dying. The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, issued this call last week. All citizens of the world, friends of Ukraine, anyone who wants to join the defense of Ukraine, Europe, and the world can come and fight side by side with the Ukrainians. We will give weapons to anyone who wants to defend the country. But most of us cannot go and fight in the fields of Ukraine. And so we feel powerless to help. Especially after more than 2 years of worldwide panic, pandemic, and pandemonium, we're exhausted. The temptation is to tune out this latest disaster. As we avert our eyes and we scroll uneasily past the latest story of catastrophe on our phones, we don't notice it. But our hearts become a little bit more hardened. We grow a little more numb, a little less responsive. Because the spirit of powerlessness is a general anesthetic. And if we do not oppose it, it will leave us in a spiritual coma of despair. But brothers and sisters, being powerless is not the same thing as being helpless. There may be nothing that we can do, but we are not helpless. Jesus Christ is our hope. He is trustworthy and true. He is our helper in times of distress. Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we feel powerless, we renounce the lie in the name of Jesus Christ that we are powerless, that we are weak, that we don't know what to do. In Jesus' name, we announce the truth that Jesus promised, that his grace is perfected in our weakness, so that when we are weak, then we are strong. We accept the truth that we are empowered by Christ and liberated by the Holy Spirit, with whom we were anointed in power on the day of our confirmation, the Spirit who lives and dwells within each one of us. Therefore, empowered by Christ, liberated and anointed by the Spirit, brothers and sisters, we are called to take up battle against spiritual evil. And so Jesus, today, gives us a weapon, the weapon of self-restraint, holy fasting. Fasting is a weapon for the valiant. As we fast, we have something to offer for peace in Ukraine, for peace in our families and communities, and peace within our hearts. As we fast, we have something to offer up in atonement for the war crimes being committed, the injustices even now being dealt out, and for the sins that we commit, whether voluntary or involuntary, in the daily war of good against evil within our own lives. Therefore, Pope Francis has dedicated today, Ash Wednesday, as a day of fasting and prayer for the people of Ukraine. We join our fasting to our prayer, imploring from God the gift of that peace which he alone can give, which men and women are unable to procure for ourselves. Fasting and prayer must go together. Remember, prayer without fasting is like boxing with one hand tied behind your back. And fasting without prayer, well, that's just dieting. But fasting and prayer together, as the Holy Father reminds us today, can change history. First, because those who experience the effects of prayer and fasting, that is, ourselves, almost unconsciously pass those effects on to others. The effects of peace, of modesty, self-restraint, temperance, chastity, charity, all the fruits of the Spirit of God. And secondly, and above all, because prayer, charity, and fasting are the principal ways for God to intervene in our lives and in the world. As we pray and fast for peace, dear brothers and sisters, we become men and women of peace. The sword of fasting first pierces our own hardened hearts. We become men and women of the heart, people of compassion and action, no longer powerless, but eager to do battle for justice, no longer afraid and despairing, but confident in the victory of Christ. Today, therefore, take up the spiritual weapon of fasting and prayer for peace. Commit yourselves today to a discipline of prayer, fasting, and abstinence throughout the rest of this holy season of Lent, especially on Wednesdays and Fridays, the traditional days of penance. And Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, who sees what is hidden, will reward you with peace. Peace within our homes. Peace within our hearts. Peace within our church. Peace within the world. And on the last day, when the strife is over and the victory is won, we shall enter into his kingdom of peace with the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the saints. We shall be welcomed there as veterans of a long and terrible war, and we shall hear the voice of Christ say to each one of us, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.